From Tidbits on May 23rd, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Dolly Drive 1.2. The Dolly Drive Online Backup Service has updated its software for redirecting Time Machine backups to the cloud. Dolly Drive 1.2 improves the performance of its local clone feature and correctly rebuilds a cache for smoother booting from the clone. Also, the Inclusions Assistant now defaults to no inclusions on its first run, the Dolly Drive main window shows your total Dolly Drive usage, and the Time Machine progress bar has been removed due to showing inconsistent results. PDFpen and PDFpen Pro 5.3. Smile has released new versions of PDFpen and PDFpen Pro, their PDF manipulation software. Version 5.3 adds several security enhancements, including the capability to encrypt data using 128 and 256-bit advanced encryption standard algorithms, which are preferred by the U.S. government and required for the storage of medical records. Also, AES 256 encryption in PDFpen now supports Unicode and passwords, and the encryption method can now be set via AppleScript. ProKit 7.0. Apple has released ProKit 7.0, the set of libraries that power the user interface behind Apple's professional apps like Final Cut Pro, Logic, MainStage, and iAd Producer. The new release includes several bug and stability fixes, provides better font rendering, and improves support for popover-style tooltips. Specific changes also correct bugs and crashes in a number of applications, and the update is recommended for users of Final Cut Pro, Motion, Soundtrack Pro, DVD Studio Pro, iPhoto, Aperture, Final Cut Express, Logic Pro, MainStage, Logic Express, and iAd Producer. ProKit 7.0 requires macOS 10, 10.6.6, or later. Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.7. With Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.7, Apple has updated its RAW image support in Aperture 3 and iPhoto 11 for several new cameras, including the FinePix 1000 from Fujifilm, the D5100 from Nikon, the EPL2 and XZ1 from Olympus, and Samsung's GX1S. Mailplane 2.4. Despite the rise of social networking services, email is where the action is when it comes to getting things done. And to that end, Uncomplex's Gmail-specific client Mailplane 2.4 has added support for the popular Evernote service. Designed for collecting information and, well, notes, Evernote can now be accessed directly from Mailplane, such that you can create notes linking to a Mailplane conversation and import email attachments directly into Evernote. Other fixes in Mailplane 2.4 include problems with quick links not appearing in Mailplane's Navigate list of labels and links, Mailplane's main window showing up even when Mailplane was set as a hidden login item, exporting Word files from Google Docs, and more. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Dolly Drive. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.